is the Becoming Epic Podcast. Becoming epic. Epic isn't a word that we're just saying. Becoming epic. Every person is courageous. Fitness became a blessing. It's my secret weapon. I'm living every second, motivating you to become epic.
Welcome back to the Becoming Epic Podcast. My name is Adam Berezowski, and I am your courage coach. I hope everyone is having a glorious day, a magical week, a crazy month, and I cannot believe that, what are we in, March? It's almost over. I think last episode I was like, oh, we're in the middle of February, and we're literally at the end of March, and the second quarter is right around the corner. This is nuts, but yeah, hoping that we can all keep up. And so I just wanted to talk about a couple things today. I'm going to keep it short and sweet, but some key things that I do to stay motivated and some simple kind of mindset shifts that I use to continue to work towards my goals every single day. So a couple things that I do is I regularly review and like basically I reevaluate my goals and review where I'm at and then where I want to go. And that really helps me kind of in the moment when I'm feeling lost or bored or, you know, just kind of like going through the motions of life, is just to regularly review it and see where your progress is. And sometimes you don't realize how far you've come until you look back and be like, oh shit, I'm already there. So that's helped a lot. And then also continuing to set new goals. And I think this is one of the things that I see regularly in my business that a lot of people struggle with, because they focus on like the weight loss. Everybody in fitness wants to lose weight or hit a specific body fat. And then what next? So that's where a lot of the times people kind of like, oh, all right, well, I already hit my goal and, you know, let's go have some pizza. Let's go do this. I've lost 20 pounds. I've lost 30 pounds. I've lost 100 pounds, whatever it may be. And you always have to continue these goals. And I know I've said this quote on here before, but it's not what you can do for your body, because that's getting it in shape and then keeping it in shape. But then it's what your body can do for you. And then that's when you start to set active goals, running races, triathlons, hikes, skydiving, surfing. I mean, anything that is active that you wouldn't normally do out of shape. Those are some great ways to keep yourself motivated and continue to set those goals. And then also to keep the momentum up. Because, you know, when you hit that, I hit that goal of 20 pounds. Again, I see people celebrate with food. I see people celebrate with drinking. I see people celebrate with, you know, maybe I'm going to skip the gym today. But you should actually be rewarding yourself with those things that you continuously do day in and day out, because you know it makes you feel good. So keeping up the momentum is very important. And then this one for me is like, you know, I would say on the top of my list, which is finding a mentor, because having the impact of somebody who's in it, who's doing it with you, who is continuing to strive for more in their life is not only motivating, but man, it keeps you on track. So I have a few people in my corner. I have my business partner, Dennis, who's just an amazing entrepreneur. He's got a ton of massive goals. I wish I can be a fraction of the man that he is when it comes down to business. But you know, it's if you keep your mentors smarter than you and better than you, then it allows you to grow in ways that you've never seen before. And that is so important. And it's so important to me because he shows me things that I didn't even know I was capable of. And I'm so blessed for that. And then, you know, having that person there that you look up to, having that person there that's living the life that you want to live is so important, because you don't know if it's possible if you can't visually see somebody doing it, you know, and especially if you're watching reality TV and a lot of these, I don't know, time-wasting shows of just, you know, not reality, I guess I'll say, that those aren't people to look up to. You know, it's toxic situations, it's toxic relationships, it's, you know, are they living the life that you want to live? And, you know, making sure you have those people in your corner rooting for you just as much as you're rooting for them. And, you know, again, going back to not just a mentor, but then your community, you know, having the people cheering you on, telling you how great you are, you know, the fact that you show up for yourself every single day with these people and you're in the trenches with them, you know, and having a tribe, you know, I call my business here at Epic a tribe because we are, we're a family and we eat together. We race together. We, you know, we suffer together. We go through hard times together. We go through great times together. And those are the big factors that have kept me going and to allow me to stay motivated, because man, if I see these people going through what they're doing and their personal lives and they're still showing up for themselves, I mean, I really have no excuse. And so these are the things that I utilize to keep me motivated. And then I'm going to leave you with this, because this is where I've changed my language and how I speak to myself and changed my language of how I speak in general, is that I get to instead of I have to. Like, I get to run versus, oh, I have to run. Or I get to eat healthy versus, oh, I have to eat healthy. You know, and if you make that little mindset shift, it has probably been the biggest game changer for me, because I've missed, I don't know, I maybe don't run 5 days a month if I'm lucky. It's very hard for me to take a day off because I get to work out. I get to feel good. I get this opportunity day in and day out to continue to do it over and over and over again. And these are just some of the small things that I do to continue to stay motivated between business and personal and me being a single dad and trying to build new relationships. And I mean, there's so many moving parts of life that we all have to juggle, and creating harmony out of it, because I don't believe in balance, because nothing is ever 50-50. And if you can have some really great days, you have a couple bad days, some really great days. And then if you hit play, it just plays beautiful music of your life. So I'm going to leave you with that. Keep it short and sweet today. I hope everybody's having a great week. Let's keep kicking ass. Let's keep waking up. Let's keep showing up for yourself day in and day out, because I believe in you until you believe in yourself, and every person is courageous.
Thank you for listening to the Becoming Epic podcast. If you're still listening to this, that means you took something away from this episode. Make sure you leave a review and subscribe so you never miss an episode. Becoming Epic. We'll see you next time. Fitness became a blessing. It's my secret weapon. I'm living every second, motivating you to become epic.